big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Big wigs. We're back in action. And you know what? We have a lot to catch up on. Our list is long. Anna, my co-host with the mostest, and your girl Dre, how we doing this week?
We're doing well. We're doing makeup free right now.
We're doing We're doing fresh face, sweetie. We've got no makeup on. We rolled out of the trenches. But that's what it is.
That's what it is. We're coming off a Thanksgiving weekend.
And Anna, I gained 7 pounds. 7 pounds adjacent. Might have been 10. I'm not kidding.
I feel like I gained a lot too, even though I'm sitting here like pulling apart a bagel and cream cheese like a fucking, you know, like someone just handed it to me from the sky and they're like, no knife. Go ahead, rip.
Go ahead, rip it apart, ho. Listen, I'm not judging. I'm the last person to judge. I stuffed my face with charcuterie. I stuffed my face with my entire plate. Had seconds, had thirds. Didn't care. No, I like actually this year, I didn't give a shit. I was like, I'm eating.
I ate a lot. I finished my whole plate. Like, and my parents were like, she's a member of the Clean Plate Club. And I was like, well, I feel bad about myself. No, I love Thanksgiving, and my dad made a fucking awesome meal. He always does.
Yes,
it's like the best meal ever. My mom cooks a little bit, but it's really my dad's night. It's really his night to shine.
Did he make his famous bread? Because I know your dad is like a huge bread man.
He makes tons of bread, but that's like minor in a Thanksgiving feast, you know? Like,
well, he probably makes his own like bread for the stuffing.
He does. He makes his own bread for, he makes two kinds of stuffings. He makes a cornbread stuffing with sausage and sage, and then he makes like a regular mushroom leek, you know, regular sourdough sauce stuffing. The star is really the gravy, though.
Is it really? Because the way you were saying, I know it's a mouthful, Anna. It really is.
I can't talk.
Leeks. Anytime you have leeks, bitch, it is a rich meal. Okay.
Rich just meal.
Leek give chic, rich vibes. And I love that. That's
my parents
delicious.
Go 5 stars. My mom shops maybe at 20 different stores, you know, 3 weeks leading up. I contributed. I made something that was actually a real hit at the.
Anna
at the
contributed.
Table.
What did you contribute?
I made a salad.
What kind of salad?
I made like a fall salad. I roasted Harvest. Butternut squash with hot honey and garlic and salt and pepper. And then I did chopped up, very fine chopped up Tuscan kale and little gem. And then I did just like pomegranate seeds, fresh dill. Honestly, I kept it pretty simple. I made a Dijon maple vinaigrette and some feta. And the salad was a fucking hit because my mom, you know,
amazing.
Like, she's not anorexic, but lives her life as if. And she's like, I don't need more dishes. Like, if you want anything, make a salad. Like, because I was like, should I make a vegetable? She's like, we have too many.
Yes, you were assigned the salad, but you took it to, I mean, that sounds delicious. That sounds like a fall
really
harvest
good.
Salad. Once
it was
you
really
said,
good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we don't do, you know, Lee Royceman's Thanksgiving. We don't do things like mac and cheese or mashed potatoes. Those are too heavy for my mom's Thanksgiving. We do have the sweet potato with the marshmallows. That's like the starch, you know, and the stuffing.
Yeah, we had that as well. I love the sweet potato dish. I feel like that completes. It's orange. It's the color of the fall.
It's so good. I can't eat too much of it like day after day. I'm done after the one day, you know.
I mean, I would say that we definitely do leftovers, but we try to be creative with the leftovers. By the way, I posted about my Thanksgiving nachos,
Dre,
and everybody came for me, Anna.
I have notes. I gave you a constructive note.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Dre made the nachos. What did you make? Nachos, which I thought was fun.
Thanksgiving nachos, which is really just to help you remove all your leftovers. Like, you just put leftovers on top of Tostito chips and call it nachos.
It was a little risky, I'd say, because if it doesn't work out, like, there are all your leftovers.
There's
just
all
fucking
your leftovers. I know.
Burnt to a crisp on a tray.
I know, you're right.
I saw this, though. I was served all the leftover, like, innovations, you know?
Of course.
And I saw the nachos. I think where you went wrong was the cranberry sauce. I'm a huge cranberry sauce fan, okay?
Yeah.
You could crack me a can any day of the year. I'm fucking down. Ocean Spray, hear me out. Love it. My mom's like, I bought two more. Do you want them? And I was like, no, it's too much sugar. Like, I just was like, I have had a lot of it. I eat the whole fucking jar and can. I think you needed to, like, melt it, reduce it into like a sauce so you could drizzle it. Because
absolutely.
The nachos looked fine aside from clumps of jellied crimp.
Absolutely. You want to hear the backstory?
That's like
though?
Your salsa. That's supposed to be your salsa.
You're right. And that shit was chunky AF. Chunky. Let me tell you the backstory though. So in the fridge, I pulled out this container, which looked just like cranberry, right? I was like, oh, this must be the canned cranberry. And when we prepared it on the table, my brother prepared it. It was like this nice puree. It was very soft. Like it was one of like the heated cranberries. He like homemade it. It wasn't from a can. So when I saw this thing in the fridge, I go, this must be the leftover cranberry, right?
Oh, no.
I had no guidance in the kitchen. It was just me alone and everybody's chilling out in the living room and they're like waiting for a treat. So I'm like, I'm whipping up these nachos, right? So I sprinkle this on. It looks like chunky ass cranberry, right? And I like smell. I'm like, this doesn't smell like cranberry. I take a taste. It's beets. It was beets for my nephews because they're babies and it was supposed to be for their baby food.
It wasn't even cranberry.
It wasn't even cranberry. So my brother comes in. He's like, Dre, why'd you put beets on this? I was like, Enrique, I thought it was cranberry sauce. So then on top of that, I overloaded and then I recovered with the cranberry on top.
Oh,
the
no.
whole thing, like, it wasn't bad with the beets because beets have a very like natural kind of Thanksgiving flavor-ish kind of. But yeah, definitely was misled with. I definitely went astray with the beets and, oh my God, the cranberry sauce.
My mom like preps for the leftover meals like while she shops. She's psycho. We're not allowed. I mean, I usually make like a sandwich. I didn't this year. I had like a bowl the next day, but mm-hmm. I usually do the sandwich. I have a good sandwich. She like bought a 19-pound turkey. There were,
good Lord,
like nine of us, 19 pounds. So she could make, she does a white chicken, white turkey chili. Okay. That's her first
That's
dish.
Delicious.
And then with the fresh turkey meat. And then she does a turkey stock to do a turkey noodle soup.
Okay, she's into the soups. I know where you get it from now.
I mean, she is, but can I just say, she sent me home with a container of the turkey noodle soup, and she texted Jared and me. She goes, I want Jared's rating. I want to know how good my soup is. Like trying to compete with a queen is like, whoa, girl.
She sees your videos when you do the Jared taste test, and she was like, I'm trying to get in on that action.
She really was. And can I just say, Jared and I, we had to salt it a lot. She's never going to listen to this podcast, and none of you listeners better fucking tell my mom, but I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Out of 10.
It was not for me.
You need more flavoring, more seasoning. She missed the bouillon cube.
But also, no, I don't do bouillon cubes usually. I never do that. But she...
You're like, no.
You know, the turkey has such a flavor.
Screw your bouillon cube.
The turkey has such a flavor that it's all I tasted was like that like sage, like my dad's, he like puts this like herb butter in, under the skin, and then he does this like apricot glaze over the skin and like, you know. So I kind of only tasted that, and I don't even think she chopped her own vegetables. I'm like, girl, chop your own mirepoix. Don't buy that fucking already chopped up carrot, celery, onion. Come on. Trash.
Tell her.
I'm related to trash is what I learned from that soup.
You're like, honestly, no flavor. It's listen, you tell her. I you should give her the constructive criticism. Have you already told her? Did I miss that part?
No, I can't. I have to be like, it was great.
I think you could be nice about it. There's a way that you can nicely say it.
I don't
know. Forget it. No, we can't. Okay.
You know, she asked too many times. I'm like, she's really fucking she's like, it's delicious. It's my best turkey noodle soup. And I'm thinking,
yeah. When you started off with that, it's going to be hard to give her it's going to be hard to break the news.
I'm not going to take her down, you know? Let her have it.
Let her have that.
Because I already refused other leftovers. She's like, take all these. I'm like, it's Sunday. I can't eat them anymore. I'm done. She's like, I spent millions of dollars on this fucking meal. And I'm like, that's literally our conversation. So for me to be like, the soup's bad, she'd be like, you fucking ungrateful little bitch, you know?
Yeah, not the time. Yeah. You got to choose your battles. You got to choose when and where to give
it's
this.
Her birthday week. Yeah, I got to, tone it down.
Well, famously, the only thing I really contribute, unless asked, of course, is the charcuterie board. So I did a very Thanksgiving charcuterie board. I had a little bit of a duck pate. It was absolutely divine.
Mm.
I started to say divine and I tried to say divine. It was really, really good. And it was a small Thanksgiving this year because my brother and my sister-in-law and the babies, they came. And it was just kind of us as a core family unit. And then she has family in Queens, so she left. And so then we went over to my cousin's house. But by that time, it was just dessert. So it was a very intimate meal. My brother is an amazing cook, so he pretty much handled all the dishes. And
nice.
I let him have that one. Everything was absolutely amazing. I made St. Germain spritzes. And a lot of red wine. Oh, also the disaster of the mulled wine, Anna.
Oh, Dre, have I taught you nothing? Have I taught you nothing in your old age? Dre's like, I'm going to make mulled wine. She fucking sprinkles in. It looked like you were gardening. You dropped in just like free cinnamon, just fucking freeballing it.
I was freeballing it. It's a mulled wine kit, and I was just feeling so happy. And
the kit
in the spirit.
Forgot. You need the ball.
The kit didn't come with a ball, so of course I forgot that. And as I'm pouring it in, my mom comes in the kitchen, which is why I covered it with music on my Instagram story. She's like, making sure you put it in the packet. I go, what packet? She's like, the little cheesecloth packet.
Yeah,
I go,
for that.
Oh no,
yeah.
We forgot that. Oh no, that's been long forgotten. Oh
my God. So, you can make mulled wine, but not with when it's all ground up. Like if you have just like the, you know, cinnamon sticks,
large
star
cinnamon
anise.
Stick.
Yeah, like so you don't choke, you know. Was
yes.
it was it sandy?
Well, I had to run it through a strainer.
Uh-huh.
And then it was okay. And I think I put a little bit too much vodka. I was very Ina Garten with the vodka pour. I was
you
like
just went for it.
1 to 4 cups, that sounds about right. But it was delicious. And I don't know if it evaporated, but I used a humongous bottle of wine and it only served 4 of us. So some shit was evaporating quick.
Wow.
I don't know what was going on, but it didn't. I'm like, for all that wine and all that vodka, and all we get is 4 little.
Did you go out Wednesday night, like Thanksgiving Eve? Did you do anything?
You know, I tried, but I was so tired. Let me tell you, kids tire you out. I was on auntie duties. I was exhausted by 9 p.m. every night, Anna. I was running around with these kids. I was
imagine
exhausted.
Being a parent. I know.
I couldn't. I said, I am winded. I need a stiff drink, and then I need to put myself to bed.
She's like, I need a fucking grassy wine.
I do. I need sediment wine. No, I was tired. So, no, I didn't go out. Did you go out? I mean, it's the biggest night of the year, of course.
I didn't go out. Wednesday night, we ordered in Emmy Squared. I was like, what did we do? We ordered in in Philly. And sat at the table with my parents and ate like wings and like pizza and did nothing. Nothing.
Delicious.
It was nice. It was kind of chill. We drove in Wednesday. We didn't do anything. We went out Friday night though with my parents. Not out, but like out to a nice dinner.
Yeah.
That's the thing. My mom buys a 19-pound turkey. She's begging me to eat these fucking leftovers. And then she takes me to a fucking expensive, huge Italian dinner.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, you
that's
know,
a lot.
I'm not complaining. It was an amazing dinner.
You were stuffed.
Shout out to my friend Mark Murphy. I got to say, if you're in Philadelphia, if you're in the area, go to Borromini. It's Stephen Starr's new restaurant. It's so chic. It's so good. It's like on the park on Rittenhouse Square. It's so nice. And food was bomb. Food was great. But it's brand new. So it was really funny because my friend Mark is so funny. Can I just tell you this? He made my mom like a super VIP because I was like, I'm coming. He gets mad when I go to his restaurants and I don't tell him. My friend Mark makes beverage. He's the beverage director. And
yes,
so I said, all right, we're going to Borromini with my mom. And he's like, oh, I love Lee. Everyone loves Lee. He goes, I'm going to make her VIP. But in the restaurant terms, that's PPX, right? And I explained this to my mom at dinner. I used to be a maitre d', for those who don't know. I worked in fine dining for 7 years and I ran the door.
Yeah.
And I loved that job because I get to decide if you're VIP or not. You know what I mean? I know your fate. Of dinner. Like
you're the
first
face they see at the restaurant.
Exactly. And so I know what like PPX is and like the different levels. So they definitely made her PPX. And I tell my mom, you're PPX. She's like, what does that mean? In the history, I think it's like person extraordinaire, you know, like personal
so
person
fancy.
Extraordinaire, whatever it was. And a lot of restaurants have different like, you know, acronyms or whatever that they'll use. Like we had VIP, VIPX, PPX, whatever. And so I tell her this. My mom is like sitting there glowing. She's like, every 5 seconds, she's like, Well, I'm PPX. I'm like, oh my God.
I can hear it in your voice.
This woman's ego just, and my dad's like, I'm just the date. Like, I'm just the fucking.
I'm just the plus one.
Plebe who's out here just trying to mooch off of her. And, you know, they brought out all these things. They wanted feedback. Yes. My mom's like, really too much salt in the bolognese. I'm like, Mom. You just because you got deemed this crown doesn't mean you need to be the fucking queen now. She's like, no, the chef wants to know.
Do they, Lee? I don't think they do, sweetie. But you know what?
They do. They asked for it. But I was like, yeah, but give, you know, a little more. Like,
yeah.
She was like, going for it.
She took her title very, very seriously. What is it? PPX?
Mm-hmm. PPX.
PPX.
Yeah. You know, like celebrities, regulars, whatever. Like,
right.
You get like, you know, the special treatment and stuff. So we ate our faces off. Like, bitch, I can't eat a turkey after that, you know?
So good. I know. The leftovers, it's like, when's the last day that leftovers?
Sunday.
So I think Sunday and call it a day, right? Call it
Unless
a week.
You've made like a chili or a soup and you've like, you know, you're going to freeze it or something, whatever. Yeah. Or like it's repurposed. But like, I'm not eating sweet potatoes 6 days after the fact.
Yeah. No, I know. I think Sunday we call it. It's a rap-a-tat-tat on that.
Right?
No, seriously. We hope you guys all had an amazing Thanksgiving with your loved ones. You know, Thanksgiving is an interesting time. Wait a minute. Did we even talk about the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Oh, my God. I watched it, like, twice. We had it on both times.
What a wild time that was. What a fever dream.
I actually really liked this.
No, I'm saying I loved it, but I was just saying what a hodgepodge of artists and creators. I mean, first of all, Lil Jon and Busta Rhymes on the Ninja Turtles float, and then we had Lil Jon with the Toys R Us float. You're not going to believe this.
We had
story,
Shaggy.
Though.
Give me a full... Full Shaggy performance, you know?
Full Shaggy performance. Did you see the poor Rockettes? They were dancing. Oh, no, it was a marching band, but the dance team was stepping in horse shit, and they had to keep the show going.
I did not see that. Oof.
Well, we didn't see it, but the video was surfaced, and their poor little feet are stomping all over in the ballet flats on horse shit.
Oh, no. That's so bad.
You know what? But that's showbiz, baby.
Wow. I got to say, I got up early, and I was so excited to put it on, and we had to walk the dogs, and then I missed all the Broadway performances, and that's my favorite part, so that's why I had to do a rewatch in the afternoon.
Yeah, because when do they really start? I mean, Hoda was whooping it up with
the rest
of them. Yeah, at like 9. Okay. So, it was on in the background, and then I really started watching it when all of the performers came out. I think I did miss a large portion of it, though, too.
Best performance was Just in Time. With Jonathan Groff and Sarah Hyland is in it. And
yep.
Oh my God, they had a great performance. And like, I can't wait to see that show. I haven't seen it yet. And I was like, all right.
Convinced.
Good job. Yeah.
Good job. I will be seeing that. That one did it for you.
Yeah.
The craziest story ever, which I'm going to get to, but I met a celebrity at the Jersey Shore. I was at the Jersey Shore for the Jersey Shore, but we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. I was in line at the security. Security was checking me in, and I was starting a whole conversation with these ladies. You know, as I do, I love talking to
strangers.
Anybody. Strangers, I love it. Just love conversing with whoever will talk to me. So I'm talking to this woman. She's like, oh, I just came from New York. I was like, really? What were you doing up there? You got family? She's like, no, I was working at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. I said, my God, what float were you holding? She's like, actually, this is very hush-hush. I'm not even allowed to say, but I'm releasing it to the world here. I met Jeffrey the Giraffe. She is the Jeffrey the Giraffe who I was recording, who was on the Toys R Us float with Lil Jon.
Oh my God.
And I took a video when I posted about it on my story. And I was like, look at Jeffrey the Giraffe absolutely killing it. And
what is he from? I don't know who Jeffrey
is. He's the mascot of Toys R Us, like the big giraffe.
Okay.
Whenever you see the Toys R Us. So she is, there's like three mascots, but she's the main one. And she does all the events. She does the Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is her third year that she's done it. I've met a full-on celebrity. I was like,
was she tall?
She was tall.
Okay.
She was a tall, statuesque woman. And she was so nice. And I was like, I don't believe you. She's like, I mean, I can show you pictures. I was like, and I had to get into the show. But I had this.
You
other
said,
story.
I don't believe you? Bitch, prove it.
Prove it.
Show me that Show head. Me that Show me that giraffe head that you
yeah,
wear.
I was like, do you keep it in your house? She says, no, they keep it for us. And then whenever I show up to the gig, I throw it on because it's very special. They have to clean it. And it's a whole routine thing. But what an amazing thing. And I asked another security guard because I wanted to get the interview. I wanted to get the exclusive with Jeffrey the Giraffe. And after we do the, you know, it's like a 1 minute interview. I'm like, tell me about this. How'd you get into this? She's like, oh, you can't put that anywhere because it's the magic of Jeffrey the Giraffe. I was like, Of course. Stuff. Of course I'm not going to share this with anybody, but, you know, so I can't reveal the identity. But I was like, so I guess I'll just put it on private story on my private friends, I guess. I don't. Where can this live, Anna? I have to put it somewhere.
I think it's just for you and your own brain. I think it's just like I had this moment.
Yeah.
Got to know her.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Great moment. You know, you never know who you're going to meet. Like, you never know, okay?
Always. I saw Piper Perabo getting a coffee this morning. I knew it was her.
So much. How does she
look? She's so pretty. She looks great. But I knew it was her, and I saw her. Jared, like, has such a crush on her, and I guess he didn't know because he ran out to the car. This is, like, right after we dropped the dogs off this morning.
And opportunity.
And she walked over to, like, get her drink or whatever. She was, like, sitting, and then she got up, and she, like, talked to this guy, and he was like, hi, I'm so, and she goes, I'm Piper. And it was, like, very loud, and I, like, turned around. I was like, oh, it is her. She just said, hi, I'm Piper.
I am Piper. And now everybody knows.
She left, and I was like, oh, that was cute. And she had like a book bag on and like a book with her. And I was like,
where was
go,
she
girl.
Going?
I don't know. And then Jared was like, how did I miss her? And I was like, you didn't see her. You were standing next to her for like 10 minutes before you walked out. So
unaware.
You never know who you're going to meet.
You really don't. You got to keep those eyes peeled, Anna. We always got to stay alert in these streets.
Yeah. Somehow you felt the vibes of Jeffrey the giraffe and you were like, I must talk to this woman. I don't know why, but now you know.
But now I know. When she said that, my jaw dropped because I said, I, you were the star of the show for me. Like, yeah. I loved you. So what a funny little meet and greet, little bump.
Wait, you wanted to talk about, so you went to the Jersey Shore.
Great
for
segue.
The Jersey Shore.
So yeah, so Jersey Shore Squared, I was there. They're doing the roast of Jersey Shore, okay? We're talking...
Like, they were roasting each other.
They were roasting each other, and they also had comedians roasting them. And this is going to be aired on the new season of Family Vacation, which, by the way, they're still filming this show. This is
amazing.
This show has been going on for 20 years. They started in 2006.
Wow.
It is 2026, okay? This was crazy to
me. I played JWoww once.
In what production?
In a College Humor video. They gave me 9 bras. Yeah.
I was going to say, how'd you pump up those, you know, these women are
I
all...
I wore 9 bras. The video's funny. It's probably on YouTube. It was like College Humor videos back in the day, like when those were like really hot.
Okay, go off. We need to uncover this. I need to see this footage.
Yeah. But
did you do a little Jersey accent? Did you do Jersey it up?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I need to see this. Amen.
Yeah. It was the whole cast. It was really funny. They made me so tan.
Of course. You know, that they've lost some of the tan. I will say they're no longer like 50 shades of orange.
That's
marmalade.
Good because, you know, then you'll look 75.
Right. Exactly. Now, Snooki, as you know, she's Chilean. She's not actually Chinese. Am I OK? She's not Italian. She's not Italian, but she grew up in.
Dre,
a very...
you're Snooki.
I am Snooki.
You're so because like you have this like affinity for like.
Italian culture.
Jersey Shore Italian culture.
Yeah, very much. I don't know where.
You're the Snooki.
I am the Snooki. Snooki, now, she is naturally has a darker color to her. So, like, she doesn't even really
need to. She cracks me up. I love that girl.
Love her. She's still real. She's got a podcast with Joey Camasta. Like, you know, she's still killing it. She's got, like, 6 Snooki shops now. Like, they're expanding across the East Coast. Amazing. So, who else is really tan? Paulie D also never
tan.
Lost his tan. Yeah,
yeah, that's
so
good.
We're out in Hard Rock Cafe, Jersey Shore. They're filming this roast. It took like almost 3 hours for this whole thing to go down. Obviously, they're cutting it down. Vinny was the host, and then there was Chris DiStefano, and then Rachel Feinstein. Amazing comedians. They did such a good job. I mean, it's hard to roast these people. I mean, it's not hard to roast them, but it is. Like, they're just regular people, but they're absurd people. So, like, we know, and a lot of their lives are kind of train wrecks. And and the roasters did not hold back. Like, it got to a point where I was like, oh, my God. Like, how are they going to air this? I don't even know.
She's like, my Catholic brain. Help.
And
they got to air it.
They got to air the crazy stuff. So all the parents, the families, there was a VIP tables. I was sitting all the way VIP to the left. So I got a good view, but the families were all sitting right in the front. And some of the stuff, I could not imagine that shit being said with my parents involved. But you know what? These parents have seen so much of their children just debauchery, like getting arrested, having sex. Like what else could they do, you know?
Right. A little roast is nothing.
Oh, nothing. This is just a regular Monday night. It was Monday night. Like,
that's funny.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, the roast is going to be unhinged, you guys. I can't wait for it to actually come out. But wow. Rachel Feinstein, she went in. She talked about the fact that Angelina was, she was an EMT, and then she did this whole bit about, imagine Angelina as your EMT, you know, like the Jersey, let's just, like, you're dying, you're on your deathbed, and Angelina is there. It was just really, really funny. And then Angelina didn't roast anybody. She just went up on stage and confessed her love to Vinny. And she's like, three reasons Vinny's obsessed with me. One, you get hard every time I'm around you. You got cum dripping down your leg. And then they showed Vinny's mother's face. And I was like, I am going to evaporate in my chair. Oh my God. I can't. I cannot. So it was, yeah, it was a little, definitely, they didn't hold back. And Situation is celebrating 10 years of sobriety, so that was kind of the celebration of the night. But you'll all get to see it.
Nice.
Yeah.
On what channel? What do they
do it on? I think it's still MTV. I mean, unless it was bought by a streaming service, but I feel like, what is MTV?
Paramount Plus.
I guess you got to have a Paramount Plus account then.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Well, before we break, on the flip side, I went to a Broadway show last night.
We've got Broadway. Okay, Anna's Broadway take. You know I love to hear it.
Saw an amazing new show. Okay. I highly recommend. A great original. Well, it's a transfer from London, but it's an amazing original show. I was smiling ear to ear. So cute. Called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York City.
A cake across New York City.
It's so cute. It's so good. It's a two-person show. They were amazing. The guy is, it's about like a British guy who comes to New York for 48 hours for his dad's wedding, and he like meets this girl who's like related to the bride. I don't want to like give it all away, and they have an adventure for a good 48 hours, 36 hours, however long it is. And he's, like, never been to New York, and he's, like, fucking, like, so amped. Fun. And it's so good. I loved it.
And is the whole, like, I love the backdrops of all the Broadway, like, plays. Is it all, like, New York themed? Like, the back of it, they just, like, it's, like, you're in New York.
No, it's all.
New York for the first time.
Yeah, but the set is just a bunch of suitcases. It's, like, an away bag display. It's like but all the suitcases like open up, so they play like it's just kind of a minimal set, so it's like also, you know, it doubles as other things in the show. Do you know what I mean? Really?
Yes they have.
I loved it. I thought it could have been a 90 minute show with no intermission, but it has an intermission. That's my only takeaway, is kind of the intermission. I was like, oh, it took me out of it. Like, I kind of just wanted to keep it going because it was really good. It was good songs. There's already a cast album, but it's from London. But yeah, I think it'll win a lot of awards this year. I think it was like the little engine that could. I'm like, oh, it was like, did you ever see Maybe Happy Ending?
I didn't, but I love the stories like this.
Oh my God, go see Maybe Happy Ending. That won Best Musical last year. It's like a charming, great musical. I'd say theirs is more like tech heavy, Maybe Happy Ending, because it's about robots. And so it's like very like techy. But this one, lower budge in terms of like the staging, but it was like same kind of like good vibes, like rom-com like feel.
It's great. That's what I live for during the holiday season. Like, I need a good rom-com type of style movie.
Oh my God, go see this show. You would like it.
I really need. Okay, good. That I need something to go besides the Rockettes. I always love to see the Rockettes during the holiday season, but this is going to be my holiday Broadway show.
Oh my God, go see Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York City. I also wish I was in the room when they were like, "Let's just call it that."
Do we need to shorten it or like?
Let's just call it that.
No, it's a mouthful, and we're going to make people say it. It's fine.
Yeah. And it's people think that's like the whole show. Like, is that the whole story? Yes. But it's not. It's not the whole story. There's more to it.
There's more lore to be had. Do we want to take a quick break now, or do we want to continue talking?
Let's take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay, we'll be back. And we're back. And we had to come back with something that you're all experiencing this week. Spotify has dropped Spotify Wrapped, which I've made videos about this. This is a traumatizing time for me who listens to a lot of older music. Mm. They really updated. You were just going through it during the break. They really updated the whole display.
The display and also the categories, what they're doing. I mean, they still have the classics like your top artist, the amount of minutes listened. But now they've got different things like your listening age. That's new.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 21.
What? Your listening age is 21?
What
Dre?
Does that even mean?
Guess what mine was.
69.
66. That is honestly, that is why you were at the Jersey Shore in Atlantic City and I was in a Broadway theater. Wait, literally 66. And I see that. My heart hurts a little bit. I'm like, wait, why is Spotify fucking aging me right now?
Right, exactly. That's ageist. That's ageist.
I'm sorry. Because I listen to ABBA? You're going to tell me I'm a fucking old woman?
Like, God forbid you listen to a little bit of Yacht Rock once in a while.
Wait, and Yacht Rock was actually my number one because, unfortunately.
Stop it.
Because I do these shows. Like, I'm singing tonight. I'm singing all week. I'm singing Beach Boys. So, like, I have to listen to the Beach Boys. So, when I did the Yacht Rock show, I had to listen to the Yacht Rock a lot. So,
you know, Anna, you're an artist, and you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be put down. You know, you're persecuted for. You're a working woman. God forbid you have a job.
I'm gonna walk into my Botox office and be like, "They said I'm 66. Shoot me up."
In fact, maybe that's my office.
Yeah, maybe that's my Spotify Wrapped video this year. Because usually I make one because I'm embarrassed about my top artists.
Right, of course. But actually, that makes a really good. There should be a work Spotify and then a play Spotify. You know, you should be able to turn it on and off because that should not determine your listening age. You're like,
I'm going to be honest though. Work or play?
Work or no play? No work.
It doesn't matter. I'm still. You know who my top artist was again?
ABBA. No, Cher.
Cher. I'm still in the top listeners of Cher. And honestly, I'm grateful to be there. I'm proud of it.
You're consistent, if nothing else.
Yeah, now it's time for DJ play that Christmas song. I wanna be dancing all night long.
Is that from last year or was that 2024?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Wait, 2023.
I think it was 2 years ago, DJ play a Christmas song. Okay. I could be wrong, but... Okay. I think it's been around, but it's doing very well. It's like up there on the charts.
Up to the top because it's so festive.
A bop.
Well, Bad Bunny's new album came out this summer, and that's why it's my top artist. I didn't even know what my top artist was going to be because I listened to a lot of EDM music, but it was Bad Bunny. Which
EDM,
I feel like
I'm having a stroke. I can't.
But only certain types. I'm not talking about dubstep where it's like, like not that. I listen to like very high paced music that you would listen to on a run but I'm weird. I'm the type of person that listens to EDM at like 7 in the morning. It's a bit much.
I listen to like Queen.
Love that. Love that for you. That's a journey that Anna
actually
goes on.
I was a top listener of Chapel Roan this year too. That's pretty contemporary.
Wait, that's contemporary.
Mm-hmm. The Subway, what a song. That song worked.
Killer. What other things did you have? We had the listening age. Then we also had your top genres. Also, it said I listened to 280 genres this year. How is that even that many?
Yeah. How do you name it? Literally, look, 66.
Wow, girl.
I'm going to do this. I'm gonna redo my Spotify video and be like,
yeah.
What the fuck? That's kind of rude, actually. I find it rude. Okay, make your pick. Cher, Strong Enough, The Subway by Chapel Roan, Wishin' and Hopin', Dusty Springfield, The Shoop Shoop Song, It's in His Kiss by Cher.
Wishin'.
I sang it in a show. That's a thing. When I sing in shows, I listen to these songs on repeat. But yeah, no wonder they think I'm 97.
Right, of course.
Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, this is the best. You know how it says you listen to albums this year? Did you get that? How many albums did you listen to?
Okay, let's see. I haven't even gotten to that swipe. Tell me how many albums you've listened to.
Two. Like, I guess in its entirety.
Okay.
You listened to two albums, and you want to know what number one was?
What?
Cher, Dancing Queen, her ABBA album. Combines both my loves, ABBA and Cher.
Yeah, no, I don't think you could get any more you with that. They're spot on. This is why this is so important.
Yeah,
okay,
Spotify,
top artists,
spot on. Apparently I listened to a little Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift just to refresh my memory of their music.
Oh my God, they have most nostalgic day, biggest house day,
most
diverse day, biggest music listening day. They really went all out. The Spotify marketing team was like, we're getting on it this year.
I had a day in July that I really ripped on a lot of oldies, I guess, because they were like,
your most nostalgic day, a day in July.
Yeah, they were like, your most menopausal moments.
The most geriatric month of the year. Wait, that's the funniest thing. We should rewrite Spotify files and just like, The most PTS day of the month of the year for you was.
Yeah, like, are you in your luteal phase? Because, girl, you cried to Lady Gaga for 62 hours straight.
The most, what is it? That
like,
lunar.
Sorry, I like Fleetwood Mac every third week of the month, bitch.
Right. I'm sorry to see a trend here. You know what it is, okay? Don't ask too many questions.
Yeah, it's a lot this year. And then they gave you like a title. Did you see that? That was weird. The
title. A title? Oh my God. Here they are again labeling us.
No, they are. They're like, oh God, I don't want the sound. Wait, I was going back to it. How many? I listened to top genre yacht rock. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they're really calling us names here. They're really calling us out.
Oh, I don't really listen to too many podcasts on Spotify, but when I do, there is one. And so guess what my top podcast was?
I don't even know if the podcast is about Cher.
No.
I want to say NPR.
Let them. Mel Robbins. Top 1%.
Mel Robbins podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, Inspo Queen. Okay, inspirational, motivational mama.
I saw a TikTok this morning, though, and this girl was like, Mel Robbins is a grifter, and here's why. She's a fraud. And I was like, don't. After seeing how powerful I am on Spotify for her, don't. Yeah. Okay, but did you see that they do videos now? Like, if you're in Mel Robbins' top listeners, which I am, because I told you I don't use it that much for podcasts. I use Apple Podcasts. She talks to you now. She's like, hey, there's a video. You'll see. And it's like, heard you were, I want to find it.
Wait. This is in response to if you're in the top listeners of her podcast, she sends a video to you.
Here you go. Top podcast, Mel Robbins. Are you ready for it? Thankfully, podcasters love to talk.
Stop it.
I just heard from Spotify that you are one of the top fans of the Mel Robbins podcast.
I can't.
Stop it.
On the planet.
On the planet.
Thank you for spending time with me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I love what
thank you for listening to this podcast.
I love you back, babe.
And if you thought what we talked about in 2025 was awesome,
just wait till 2026.
2026. Isn't this scary now?
They're getting more and more involved. You know what? Sooner or later, they're going to be a hologram pops out of your phone and it's like, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
So excited you're here.
I didn't get a video from Cher. Do you think that when Spotify called her, they were like, hey, do you want to say something to your top listeners? And she was probably like, no, bitch.
No,
I'm good.
I'm busy.
I don't care. Yeah. Like, she's like, of course they listen to me. I don't need to talk to them.
Yeah. That was a little invasive. I wasn't ready for a Mel Robbins
video. It was like a cameo shoved in there. Anyway, we should clip some of this because this is so funny. And everyone's fucking dealing with this right now. You're like, wait, why are they talking to me? Why am I?
So many feelings happening. Sensory overload.
A lot. It was a lot. Speaking sensory of sensory overload, can I be honest? The Black Friday, you know, I'm still getting the emails. It's December.
The text messages.
Cyber Monday is now Cyber Monday times three, right? Like, the text messages being like, girl, your cart is waiting for you.
BOGO, deals are still available. Here you go.
We've extended. Hello. Get your credit cards out.
That's too much. My credit card took a hit, Anna.
What did you do? What did you buy? We got to talk about what we bought. Because
I had no business.
I bought. And now I'm feeling like, do I return? You know, did I buy too much?
Yeah.
Jared bought too, apparently.
Oh.
I got caraway pots showing up to my door. Jared really went all out. I was like, oh. He wanted to complete our set because he wanted a smaller pot and he wanted a griddle pan. I'm like, go for it.
You know, he is such a homemaker, that Jared. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Though
we had a home to make.
Listen, soon enough, sweetie, you know what I've been looking up? I'm moving to Hudson Valley, Anna.
I see you. Sometimes I see you. I'm like, is she high? And she like saw a good like garden and was like, if I had a garden, where could I get a garden? And like sometimes I'll see your story and I'm like, Andrea's like, I don't know what juice she's drinking today.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my
mind. And then you'll say it. You'll be like, I'm going to move to Hudson. To the Hudson River, and I'm gonna fish, and that's just like a beautiful. You posted something, and I was like, "Oh my god, that was my bed from growing up."
Oh no, Because the Ralph Lauren Christmas is now coming back. They're doing this huge revamp, and now everybody's like doing the whole red, green, blue type of like plaid look.
I got to find you. So my mom is like a diehard. She used to be. Our whole house was like Ralph Lauren aesthetic.
Obsessed.
And all of our beds were Ralph Lauren. So I wasn't kidding. My bed growing up, it was like leopard, but like maroon velvet. But like then there was the plaid sheets. And then there was like the blue and leopard. Like I have to – and flowers. It was a whole – the whole scheme.
I see it. I see the vision, though. I'll
send it to you. If I could find a photo from my childhood, I'd be like, Mom, where's my bed? Abraham had the blue and green. My sister had, like, a cranberry, like, floral, you know, like, we all had it. She was like, this is the style.
I love that she didn't even care about what you liked. Like, your brother could have been into, I don't even know, you know, Ninja Turtles, and she would have said,
Nah.
You're not getting those sheets. You're getting the premium elite Ralph Lauren new collection.
Never forget when I came back from camp one summer and they upgraded me to a queen size bed from my single bed because I was like 9 or 10.
Oh my
and
God.
I cried because I was like, I've been waiting 2 months to come home from camp and I have a different bed. And my mom's like, what the fuck is wrong with her? We got her a giant queen size bed full of plushy Ralph Lauren pillows and she's sitting there crying and I was like, I didn't know. You know, you think change is hard.
It is, especially when you come home and you're not used to it. You were thinking one thing and they change it on you. You know, they swept it from under your feet.
When you're a fucking brat like I was. Yeah. And I'm like, how dare you give me a queen over a single?
They're like, I'm so accustomed to my little single cute bed.
They're like, did she fucking hit her head? What is wrong with her?
She was sniffing too much of that tree sap. Listen, get back from camp and get your shit together, Anna.
What did you buy?
I'm very into that whole Ralph Lauren aesthetic, and that's why I need like a ski chalet in Hudson Valley, you know?
Got it. Wait, what did you buy for Black Friday? Did you buy skis?
I should have. I didn't really buy anything online. Like, I couldn't even let myself get to that level because right now I just cannot spend on my credit card. But I was shopping for a new shirt for the Jersey Shore thing. I just like didn't have any. I wasn't inspired, so I went to the mall and I walked into Abercrombie. They had way too much of this like Montana style ski Aspen. They had just like this year, this winter collection is so good. So I walked into Abercrombie and I think I spent like $350 because everything was 30% off / 50% off, and I just went insane. Like, they had Bronco merch, like Ford Bronco. You guys know I have a Ford Bronco. They have like old Budweiser sweater cardigans. They've got like Aspen cardigans. They've got sweatsuits, and it's all 30 to 50% off. So I went crazy.
Yeah. She likes the sale.
I love a sale. And then I went into.
That's brave to go in person. I built a lot of carts and I pulled the trigger on some of those carts. I said, you know what?
But were they actually doing good deals? Because for electronics, I'm trying to get a new phone, still don't have one because they weren't doing Black Friday sales.
The phones won't go on sale. The
phones trash. Are good.
The phones just came out.
I don't care. Give me a Black Friday deal.
You'll get it. This phone, you'll get it next Black Friday.
Right. And by that time, they're going to be
a new phone. Yeah, exactly. Apple knows how to get you. They drop the phones in September, so you kind of have to get it or you don't get it.
They're annoying.
Yeah. You know. I'm trying to think what I got. I bought boots that were very expensive.
Ooh. What brand are we waiting for the reveal?
They're Reformation, which is, I never usually buy Ref's shoes, but they were a really good boot. I'm still debating if I loved them in the store when I tried them on last night because they didn't have them in black and I wanted them in black. So I ordered them.
Right.
And they're like sold out and they look so rich and pretty. They're such a good, I needed a tall knee high boot and I really love them, but I'm still like in the like, do I love them enough? As a Gemini, we go back and forth a lot. So
of course
they were really, you know, they were a pricey boot and they were on sale, but like not enough, you know what I mean? And not with New York tax.
And these Black Friday sales are not actually real Black Friday sales. It used to be 60% off, 75% off. Now we're seeing 20s and 30s and it just doesn't make any sense.
It's really, they weren't amazing. I'm trying to think of what else I got. I got some sweaters from like various places. I didn't like go into a store and like let loose. I like had a different. Oh, I bought a bag too that I've been wanting, but that wasn't even a good sale. That was 20%, and I was like, whatever. Yeah. It's the best I can do. We'll see. I think it's arriving today. It hasn't come yet. Okay. I buy like big items. Do you know what I mean? Like I was like, okay, I need a boot. I want this bag. I need a, you know, like I didn't like buy like a bunch of shirts. Like I could have, but I was like, just hold back, you know.
you want to do the big items because that's where it would be the best. You're saving the most,
I guess.
The larger price items, you know?
You know, the more boots I buy, though, the bigger apartment I need. I said, Jared, I don't have anywhere to put these boots. He's like, when are you going to put these boxes away? I said, they're away right now. I don't know where else they can go. I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
That sounds pretty good. That's actually a really good Black Friday roundup.
This Christmas. Yeah.
Did you do any Cyber Monday deals or it's all wrapped up in one?
I think it's all wrapped up in one because I only bought online. Yeah, I really only bought online. We did shop in person a little bit, but Jared only bought in person.
Okay, I was going to say the days of rushing to the store at midnight before the doors open up, like at Thanksgiving, it's over. Gone are the days.
You find better deals online. I do need a new blow dryer, so I'm hoping the Cyber Monday deals are still fucking happening.
Okay, I've been seeing this new Shark blow dryer.
I looked into the Shark, yeah.
I'm looking into it because the way that they're curling it, like that's the loose curl I like. The Dyson, I've just been hearing bad things about it forever. It's like overpriced and everything. And I have a Dyson.
Really? I don't have a Dyson. I like
the hair wrap. I just have the blow dryer Dyson with like the attachment.
I like my blow dryer I have now, but it's like broken, so I tape it. So I'm like, oh, you should get a new one.
Yeah, and mine is too. My curler, it's busted and dusted. Like that bitch is so raggedy. I've had her for 4 years. I love her. I think I've had her for like 7 years actually.
Wow.
She's a basic Conair girl. But, you know, men would never understand. Well, some would, but there's different inches. So you get the 1 inch, the 1.5, the 2 inch.
Yeah. And they serve different purposes.
They do. I think I need like a large, I need a girthy girl.
Love it.
Thank you. That's my journey. What are we talking about next?
Well, we're talking about the fact that Luann is on the cover of Us Weekly. Major.
Major.
Right?
Major.
We saw her in person. We really need to post some of our clips on our Instagram from BravoCon, but she was so stunning in person. Like she looks amazing.
Incredible.
She just carries herself really well. Like she's 60. She's hotter than half the other housewives who are like 10 years younger.
And you know what what I love about her is she doesn't look overdone. Like she just looks healthy and youthful. Like she still has a youthful glow about her. And I think that's just because she is active and she still works on her body and she's very busy with her touring schedule. Like she's a beautiful woman.
She's the best. And she was so nice when we met her. Like she was so fun to hang out with. I was like, oh, I get it. I get the Luann, you know?
I get the Luann lore.
She's like how you want her to be, you know, like she's just like down to clown, I guess, because she really gets ice.
She really, really is. Well, I wanted you to read some of her quotes from this US magazine story.
Oh, her Us Weekly? Her voice is really, it's funny, my voice changes when I do her all the time. But
yeah.
Where are her quotes? I'm looking at it. This is giving me a different thing. I think you linked something else. These are celebrity costumes.
What the?
Wait, why? It says Luann. But then when I click it, it goes to 2017 celebrity Halloween costumes. So.
Okay, let's redo US Weekly Luann. I just wanted to talk about, she's like quoted talking about all of her men, sex at 60. Okay, here we go. Morning, Roni, sex at 60. She's loved before. Okay, I'm copying and pasting. I'm going to text it to you. Okay. That's what we have to do.
It literally was like Heidi Klum's 2017 costume. And I'm like, well, this is fun, but.
Yeah, this is just not the article we were looking for. Okay. Oh my God, look at her with her little, she's on the bed. She's so sultry. The picture of the
article. She looks great. She's spilling on Sex at 60, all the men she's loved before, Morning Roni, and more.
There you go.
Oh, my God. And she's eating men on a spoon or a fork in the photo.
She's eating them up. Wait, that's great. I love it.
She was scouted to be a model. That's how she started.
She was scouted to be a model? Oh, my gosh. Back
I didn't know she had two kids. I thought she had one kid. Maybe one of her children isn't on TV. Like, they don't like to be photographed or put on.
Yeah, they are more on the private side. She has a beautiful daughter and a beautiful son. They are both just
I didn't know her son. Maybe I did. But I've seen her daughter, Victoria.
Yeah, he was on the show a lot when he was younger, but then not so much anymore.
He changed his mind. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart, smart, smart. What does she say? A great sense of humor. I think we should do them afterwards. I think we're going to get into Luann and, you know, we can talk about her interview more. I have to put my wig on to do her.
To get fully into character. Okay, well, listen, this is a big get for her. She's on the cover of Us Weekly.
It's pretty mage. I love
it's pretty mage. How do you feel about Whitney from Dancing with the Stars is now going to star in Chicago? Of course.
No
it's,
brainer.
It's the natural trajectory. It's well, the natural she did career. The,
you didn't see it. She did a dance to Chicago.
No, she did not.
So this was like, she Duh. Did her audition on TV. Right. And the judges were like, you should be on Chicago on Broadway. And she's like, I should. And so I was sort of like, none of this is news. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was very obvious.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't know if she can sing, but I thought she's a beautiful dancer. She's an amazing dancer. I think she, like, could, you know, has the essence of playing a Roxy Hart, right? Because she's kind of like a villain on the show, but she can be like this sweet, cute little Utah girl. That's the Roxy. And then, but we got to hear her sing, you know?
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
There has been, like, I have seen a lot of comments. I don't know if you've seen this. I have a lot of friends in the, like, theater and Broadway world, and they're pissed off because they're like another fucking, like, reality star who, like, you know, just gets this opportunity after I've been working my ass off for 30 years. And
totally agree. However, doesn't it seem like there's not many roles that the reality stars, like, they've kind of carved this out to be the reality star role, you know,
totally.
Ariana Maddox and then Erica Jane, all of that wrapped up into one. And if you're a star, you're going to get casted. I mean, hopefully, I know it takes a long time, but I do see what they're saying.
Did you say
casted? Yeah. That's a past tense, right?
You get cast. Yeah, she was
casted. There is no casted.
I don't think so, unless I'm wrong. But I'm like, casted.
Even when you have a cast on your leg, you get cast. I got cast last week.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure it out in my head by saying it. I'm like, what's the past tense of cast?
Getting cast, like I was cast. You were cast.
Right. That would be the past tense.
Casted.
You know, the English language is hard. There's no casted. I guess that doesn't exist. It's crazy. Okay. So she was cast.
She was cast, which is like kind of like duh.
Yeah.
It's great, but I'm sort of like, yeah, that checks out. She did Chicago. She did Hamilton. Like, she did all these dances to Broadway songs. And then did you watch the dance on Call Her Daddy?
No, there was a dance on Call Her Daddy. What do you mean?
Yeah, they did the finale dance on Call Her Daddy. Alex Cooper did a partnership with ABC Dancing with the Stars. Would not be shocked if she is on the show next season.
Whoa.
And so it was like this partnership on her YouTube. And so her and Mark were the guests on Call Her Daddy. And then she did the dance. This was like 2 weeks ago, I think. And it was like so good. The dance was great. And they like fully produced it and shot it like it would be on the show. But it was very interesting because they got kicked off.
Yeah.
And then like the interview was like, she got kicked off because I didn't watch this. I only watched season one of Mormon Wives, but like apparently she is not liked on the show, or she said on the show, like, I'm just doing this to get on Dancing with the Stars. Like,
she does portray the villain on the show for sure. I don't know if they put her up for that role or she created that herself. I really don't.
It's also like, yeah, a lot of people are going on reality TV because they have another end goal. You know what I mean? And
of course, that's
I think like good for
gateway.
You if you have another end goal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Did you just say, I just want to be on this reality show so I could just be a reality star? Like, I guess that is a profession now. That is like a thing you can do. But I admire the people who are like, no, I also have talent and she's a great dancer. So
right.
Go girl.
Get it. Get the checks.
Get it.
Get the checks.
Yeah. Anyway, wait, what was the other thing you wrote? Oh, Travis and Taylor have never had a fight in their 2.5-year relationship.
Yeah, so George Clooney was on the podcast, and Travis was asking him, because apparently George Clooney and Amal have never gotten to a fight. And then George was like, have you gotten to a fight with Taylor? And he's like, you know what? Actually, we don't fight.
I think, honestly,
you're lying.
No, I was going to say, I think, you know, people who say money can't buy you happiness. No, I think when you're that rich, what's there to fight about?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer certainly find stuff to fight about. She's always like, oh, we're breaking up again. They always have an issue.
I know, but these other couples, I'm like, if I was as rich as Taylor Swift, I'd probably be like, okay, do your thing. I don't have anything to... I'm going to go buy myself
boys,
a
sweetie.
Plane
I'm gonna
to
hit...
the Bahamas. Yeah
exactly. Honestly. No, at that point, you're just so content, usually. I mean, unless you're like, you get stuck into like the whole drugs and alcohol of it all. Like, if you let the whole fame get to you. But if you're just successful and living your life and you can afford any home you want, you can afford to be philanthropic. Yeah, I'd be flying high. I'd be like in the happiest mood ever.
Right?
Seriously.
Happy.
Just a happy, happy girl. At what point in a relationship does the honeymoon phase end and you start fighting? Because mine is always after the year mark.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, now my true, like, this actually bothers me and I need to tell you about it.
I think after a year, I think after you move in.
Oh, the moving in. Oh my God.
You know, if it's before a year, I feel like maybe they might not be it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the one.
Yeah.
Not to say people aren't going to have like arguments in the first year of a relationship. I think that's healthy. That's I think normal. You have to fight to like, A, defend yourself like for who you are, and B, like get to know someone better. Right.
I think so. It's good. Yeah. It could be a little disagreement or a choiced words discussion. Not screaming at each other.
No. Or Spotify Wrapped really tore you apart. You know what I mean?
Throw that shit up. Right. Do you, what does Jared think about your Spotify Wrapped?
He wasn't surprised. He hears when he listened to Cher. You know what I mean? I put it on my fucking speakers. He's like, this checks out.
That he's like, I know this all too well.
66. Yeah. She is starting to sag, you know, fucking gravity is taking her and Spotify sees
66.
It.
66. Here. I gotta get the Botox is worn off.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh my God. What else happened in pop culture? Miley Cyrus is engaged.
Miley Cyrus, they've been dating for what, 4 years, I think?
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're not in the public. They're a little bit not secretive, but just kind of not in the public eye. Like they don't care to post. Now he's a very different look from her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. But she's gone through different looks, you know?
She has gone through different looks.
She's kind of in her like grungy, like cool, like, you know, almost more like natural phase. Like,
yeah. Stripping of the face, not doing, not the done up.
Like she's when she puts on makeup, she looks glam, but she's not like hard rock crazy. Like she kind of went through. I don't know. I like them. I don't know him, but I like them.
I like them together. Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? I've got nothing on him. I haven't done the credit report. I have got nothing to say. I don't even know. I don't know.
Great.
That's what I have to say. But I'm happy that they're happy.
We love love.
And I love love. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Wait a minute. Speaking of my Italian side that I'm not. The new elf on the shelf is Guido on the ledge. Have you seen this?
No. Clearly we get different algorithms.
No, actually, we do have the same algorithm because I send you shit and you're like, Dre, I already saw this. And I go, oh.
That's true. Some stuff, yeah.
Some stuff we do share the same. So Guido on a ledge has Italian-Americans fist pumping over a Staten Island mom's elf on the shelf makeover. She's like, yo, I'm no longer doing elf on the shelf. I'm doing Guido on a ledge. It's a plush doll decked out in a wife beater, shade, slides, sporting facial hair and chest hair and wearing a good luck horn. You know, the little red peppa.
Why doesn't it rhyme? Shouldn't it rhyme? Like Guido on a...
Elf on the shelf. Yeah, that sounds like we gave
I'm
up.
Like Guido on a Cheeto.
Guido on go. A Cheeto.
There you go.
Should have been something. But yeah, Guido on a ledge. That seems like he's about to jump off a ledge and he's like at its wit's end. He's like, I've had it up to here.
He's OD'd.
He's OD'd. You know, this is very, very Staten Island. This is very, very. I love it though. Do you see the picture?
How come Staten Island is not counted as New Jersey? That's my question.
It's its own entity.
But it's like part of New Jersey. And they're like, no, it's part of New York. But it's not. Like geographically.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like it should just be grouped into Jersey?
Yeah. Like, you know, Staten Island, New York is a borough.
Yeah.
But it should be Staten Island, New Jersey.
I think I do have to agree with you there.
In terms of like, because I drive through it, you know, a lot coming from Philadelphia if I don't go through the city. So it's like, wait, why is it counted as New York?
Yeah, true.
Anyway, that's for another time and place to pick up, you know, bring up with some people who do the maps. What are they?
The cartographers? Cartographers.
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 I might have made that up.
We know things. I think it's cartographer. That just came to my mind.
Okay. I'm going with it.
I think that's right. So
I'm glad I have a college degree and I can't even say that word on a podcast.
Oh, please. We took media studies. I wasn't learning history.
What does media studies mean?
My major was television, radio, and film.
Oh, okay. Mine was just television.
Just T. We had the full TRF. Now
that was separate from film.
Oh, that was separate from
completely
film.
Completely separate. Yeah, I only wrote half hour and 1 hour scripts.
Whoa, okay.
To write a film.
Yeah, I guess we weren't required to write a film either, but they grouped it into all one major, which is interesting.
A lot of schools, I think, do that.
Then there was broadcast digital journalism, which is news. That's a whole.
That was separate, too. That was journalism majors were separate. Anyway, I'm glad it taught me how to say the word cartographer. And shout out to BU for begging me on Giving Tuesday, being like, give us money. And I'm like, give you money.
You know what? They're always asking for things.
How come they want more money? We gave 4 years of money.
No, seriously.
And I don't know how to say a word on a podcast.
What have I learned?
What have I learned?
That's really something to be said about that.
Tune in to a bonus Trey and Luann episode this week.
They got a lot to say.
We're coming in hot. Okay. Yeah. Tune into that. And thanks so much for being here. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. And we love you.
We're thankful for you.
Bye.